Thank you, Brenda. You know, we will understand it better by and by. Amen. But I also like that phrase that says, we will tell the story of how we overcame. Mm-hmm. I think it's overcome in the song, but we're going to be able to tell the story of how we walked in victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're so glad you're here with us this morning on this rainy, rainy first Sunday of 2022. I keep wanting to say 2020, but we don't want to do 2020 again. But we're glad you're here, and we know we have some folks traveling and some sick and all other kind of things, and maybe somebody in the parking lot, maybe folks listening on the website later. But it's always good to get together and celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ and see what he has to say to our hearts. And you know, I'm so glad that he can speak through me, but I'm also glad he can speak in spite of me. Because you know, sometimes somebody go out and say, "Preacher, boy, that point you made about so-and-so was just so good." And I thought, I didn't say that. The Holy Spirit said that. And so I'm glad that he does that. Let's worship the Lord together. May we pray. Father, it's good to be in your house. Oh, we're so good to be in your house. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. As we begin this new year, Father, we want to walk in your will, walk in your anointing, walk in your power. And Father, we know that when we walk in your will and your anointing and in your power, you shall be able to accomplish what you want to do through our lives and through our church. And we just thank you, Father, for what you're going to be doing to honor yourself in Barbie's Grove in 2022. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning and Happy New Year. And here we are, as Pastor is saying, we're 2022. I'll get used to saying that. And it is a new month, and it's in January, so we need to recognize the birthdays and the anniversaries, and this will be for the month of January. And we have Aaron Hartzell, January the 5th, Jackson Keplinger, January 13th, Brooke Milano, January 13th, Steve Hatley, January the 19th, Adam Harville, January the 21st, and Melanie Swink, January the 27th. Did I forget anyone? All right. Brenda, give me a key over there.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Anniversary for the month of January was Mike and Vivian Austin on January the 10th, and we congratulate them. As we do every Sunday, we're going to have a hymn sing at this time, and I will sing the wondrous story, page 537, or it's on the board. We're going to do verses 1, 2, and 5 as we stand together. I will sing the wonderful story.
Sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing. Thank you.
everybody said amen. Amen. And welcome someone this morning, if you would. Well, I have a few announcements for you this morning. Again, we welcome you all this morning, and all of you that might be in the parking lot, and then later on the webcast, we welcome you and we wish you all a very happy, happy new year. I want to remind you, while we're thinking about the new year, your statements for giving is available in your mailboxes. Give that, the tax man cometh, so that you will know that's going to be part of life again for January. That's the way it goes, right? All righty. We also want to remind you that we are going to continue on with our same service schedule. No changes are in the offering right now, and we don't see any need for any. You seem to be happy with what we're doing and the time schedules that we're on, so everything's going to remain as usual, so be there. Part of that, is on Wednesday night. We would encourage you to come on Wednesday night and be part of the Bible study. It's very, very good, and I get something from it when I can get there, Pastor. See, it seems like sometimes I get hindered by my work, but most of the time I try to be there, and I enjoy it every time I go. And I learn something, and that's what it's all about, learning and being together in fellowship. So those are the announcements that I have. And so anybody have any announcements you want to share at this time? Well, I want to let you know that love offering, there will be a love offering scheduled now for next Sunday. We're going to do this for Pastor Ed. Now, we want him to know how much we love him. We tell him that. I hope you tell him that a lot. And we do appreciate him, but we want to share our love and give him a love offering on next Sunday, the night. So please be available to do that, and let's do that, and to give an offering to Pastor Ed. Let's see. There's something I'm forgetting. Oh, I know. The Lottie Moon. The Lottie Moon, we finished up on the Lottie Moon, and the total Lottie Moon was $3,378. And everybody said, amen. All right. Now, are there any announcements I've overlooked?
Leonard.
Yes, sir.
Could I ask the stewardship committee to meet briefly after the service back in the office about new Sunday school counting schedules?
All right. Back in the office. Okay. All right. Stewardship, you heard this, Wes up there. Back in the office before you leave today, please. He's calling you to the office. You better go, right? Yes, sir.
We'll have a call council meeting this evening, 6 o'clock.
Okay. There'll be...
On the phone or in person?
No, we're going to do it on the phone.
Okay. All right, church council members, there will be a phone conference this afternoon. Jeff will call you and add you on the conference, and we'll do it that way. Works pretty neat. All right, okay. All right.
And if it is, I'll text everybody and let them know different.
All right. Very good. All right. All right, let's go now. If there are no other announcements, we'll move on to the prayer requests this morning. Wanted to ask that we remember Robert High this morning. I talked to Kathy last night, and she said Robert is under the weather and sick, and we need to keep him in our thoughts and in our prayers for sure. Let's remember Laura Ann Woods, as Betty has reminded us this morning, with the lady with cancer and fighting the battle. And let's remember Ruth Troutman. Ruth is going to have some surgery, and let's keep Ruth in our mind and our prayers. Are there other people this morning that you would like? Yes, Lori.
Just pray for the people in
Bolden. Yeah. Okay. That's fire there, right? We have so many storms, I never know anymore whether we're talking about storms or fire. I mean, it's just amazing to me. Anywhere else? Yes, Stace.
Emily's friend Stephanie Woods did pass away.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, they took her off the machines and she passed away. And just be in prayer for her husband and her four son.
Okay. Are there others? Yes, Rita.
That's
Let's go to the Lord in prayer then. Our Heavenly Father, we are indeed thankful. Above all, we are thankful for what you do for us each and every day, each and every hour. Thank you for the ability that we have to be in your house today and to worship. We thank you for those who are attending today here in the sanctuary, and then those on the outside of the parking lot, and then the also with the webcast that will be later on today. Lord, we thank you for each and every time that we are able to come together. Lord, we know with that dreaded COVID disease that is among us, Lord, that it's prevented us from doing a lot of things that we would have liked to have done. But Lord, you know when it's going to end. You're in control, and we pray for your control. Then, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would be with us today in our service as we go forward today. But, Lord, there are those among us that need prayer and have requested prayer. And, Lord, I'd like to mention them today and lift them up to you. I'd like to pray for Robert High this morning. As Robert is under the weather and sick, we lift up him to you, and we pray for his healing. We pray for Laura Ann Woods, Lord, who has cancer and fighting the battle. Lord, we know that you're with her. We ask you to give her comfort her and be with the family as well. Ruth Troutman, as she is about to have surgery, we pray for her. We lift her up to you today. We pray for the Stephanie Woods family, Lord, and we pray for them, Lord, as they have lost their mother. Now we pray for the husband and the children. We pray for them. We pray for all those in Boulder, Colorado, Lord, who experienced fire and lost all they have. Lord, we don't understand these things, and Lord, we know by and by we will, but we pray, Lord, for your guidance and for your help. We pray, Lord, for the unspoken request from Rita this morning. We pray for her. And then, Lord, as we go forward in the service today, we ask your blessing upon Brother Ed. Pray for him today. And Lord, these many blessings, Lord, we'll be going to be very careful, Lord, to praise you for and give you the many, many blessings and honor and thanks that you deserve. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to have a song of praise. We're going to sing a song of praise. I would look one up in the Baptist hymnal, and it's more about Jesus. And you think, well, how is that a song about praise? If you look at the words, there is no doubt that we're praising God. When you know more about him and more about his cause and more about I know and more about the grace to others show, all of that's praising God and praising him. Let's all stand and sing More About Jesus. All right, children, you are dismissed.
See them so happy, bouncy. Kids are precious.
Amen.
Now, Leonard mentioned Wednesday nights. You never know what you're going to get. This last Wednesday night, we asked the question, did you come with an expiration date? So you'll have to ask somebody that was there what the answer was. You know, one of the things that puzzle a lot of us is this. Why do some people seem to get more answers to prayer, more yeses than some others? You know, it seems like some people get a lot of yeses whenever they go to the Lord in prayer, and others, not so many. And some, almost none. Does God play favorites? Now, the Bible says God's no respecter of persons. That whatever's available to one is available to another. So what's the secret? I think for many people, prayer works like this. They see something they want, or something they need, or something that is on their heart that needs doing. And it can be anything. And they know certain things about it. One, God can do it. It's not beyond the power of God to do this thing that's on my heart. And most of us realize we don't ask for foolish things, you know. Lord, I need $10 million tonight. Why? We don't ask for foolish things. We don't ask for sinful things, you know. Lord, I want that man to die so I can marry his wife. Now, I've heard of stupid prayers like that. You think God's into killing people so somebody can have somebody else's wife? No. But we see something that's needed. We see something that's desirable. We see something that's good. We know God can do it. And then, for a lot of folks, they ask, and then it's sort of like they step over here to see what God's going to do. And if God says yes, they say, yay, God answered my prayer. If they don't get what they asked for, they sort of scratch their head and say, well, you know, is God going to do it later? Or why did God say no? And they're disappointed. And sometimes folks even get angry with God because God didn't answer their prayer, and they knew God could do it. They knew it wasn't sinful. They knew it was a good thing. Well, it's asking all we need to do. Is maybe there's something else that needs to be involved in the formula. I'm going to read, and you can follow along. You can either listen or you can look at these verses with me. A bunch of them. And you see if there's a common denominator in every one of these passages. And the first one is Matthew 9. Verse 2. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now this is the guy that another one of the gospel writers says that they tore the roof off and let him down to the floor right in front of Jesus. And it says, Jesus, seeing their faith, and you know there's four guys up on the roof and the guy on the pallet. And Jesus said, see their faith. Matthew 9, verse 20. Behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that very hour. Now, skip on down to Matthew 9, 27. And when Jesus departed, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he's come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I may be able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. All right, let's go over to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, and we'll begin at verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called, and they called the blind men, saying unto him, be of comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go over to Luke chapter 7. Verse 50. And he said unto the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Then over to Luke 17. And verse 12. And as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said unto him, were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Acts 14. You hang around me long enough, you'll wear your Bibles out. Or your iPads or phones or whatever. Acts 14, verse 8. And Peter's gone down to Lystra to preach. And verse 8 says, there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, whom never had walked. The same heard Jesus speak, who heard Paul speak, instead of Peter, who steadfastly beholding him and perceived that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. Paul said he perceived that he had faith to be healed. And then, you know, over in that Eleventh chapter of Hebrews, by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham. Now, what's the common denominator here? Faith. All of these people received blessing of God because of their faith. Now, you see, it's a combination. God's power, God's willingness, and their faith. Those ingredients produce the miracle. Now, without the faith, there is no miracle. God's willingness is always there. God's power is always there. But what about our faith? What about our faith? It's not just a matter of praying and then standing back and letting God see what God's going to do. Our faith must be involved for the miracle to happen. And without our faith involved, it's not going to happen. Hebrews also says in that same chapter, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, we're beginning a new year. Let me ask you some questions. And you have to locate yourself on any of these. What's your faith level? What do you believe God can do? Well, not just can do, we know God can do a lot of things. But what do you believe God will do? What do you have faith to believe God will do in 2022? Do you have some messed up, broken relationships in family or friends? Do you believe God could restore them? Or will restore them? You have some places in your body that need healing. Do you believe God will heal you? Do you believe God can get your finances out of debt? Out of the mess that they're in? For some of you, that might not be a problem. For others, it might very well be. Do you believe God will save that person that's on your heart and been on your heart for a long time? Do you believe God will enable you to overcome some bad habit or some sin that's been plaguing you for years? What do you have faith for? What do you believe God will do for Barbie's Grove next year? Do you believe we'll grow physically, numerically, spiritually, in mission work, in giving? What do we believe? Now, we could stand by and say, well, you know, let's see what God, good old God's going to do. Folks, that don't get it done. All of these things, the miracles that happened because somebody had faith. It puzzled me a while to think about those folks that, you know, Jesus just sort of walked up on. For example, the one that was the guy with the withered hand in the synagogue. And Jesus just said, stretch out your hand. Now that dude could have said, hey, didn't you notice I'm paralyzed? He had to make some kind of effort. And when he did, his hand was healed. Now I can imagine that he was, at the beginning, he may have had to struggle, but he believed that Jesus could do what Jesus said he could do, and as he struggled, it happened. I think about the woman that was, you know, humped over and bent over and had been for, what was it, 13 years? And again, it's in the synagogue, in the synagogue on the Sabbath. You know, Jesus used to bug the guys healing people on the Sabbath. It just irritated them no end. And she's all humped over, and Jesus said, if you'll come up here, you'll be well. And I can just imagine, if she'd have been a Baptist, she'd have said, now listen, sonny, you're a lot younger and healthier than I am. You come back to me. But some way or another, she came down from wherever she was, and suddenly she was straightened, and the hump, the bent over, was gone. Now she had to make an effort. There had to be faith. Even though Jesus called her out. Now many of these people, where I read, they came to Jesus and said, I want my eyesight, I want this, I need my healing. But there were even those that Jesus called out. There had to be faith. Now we can just stand by and hope and believe, and maybe God might do a few things. And we'll be standing here 2023 saying, you know, not much changed last year. Or we can combine the willingness of God, the power of God, and our faith, and we can see some things happen. Depends on whether or not we have faith. You remember on one occasion Jesus made this comment, when I come, will I find faith on the earth? How much faith am I going to find when I can return? You might be thinking, well, you know, that sounds real good coming from the preacher, but I'm not sure I have that much kind of faith. I'm not sure I have that kind of faith. Let me ask you, how much faith do you need? Golf ball size? Tennis ball size? Baseball size, soccer ball size, basketball size, beach ball size. How much faith do you need? Turn with me back to the book of Luke, the 17th chapter again. And you find yourself identifying with the apostles. Verse 5. The apostles said unto him, Lord, increase our faith. Lord, we just don't have enough faith. You got to pour some more in. You got to fertilize it or do something. Pump it up. We just don't have enough. And what did Jesus say? If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. I thought about calling Ted and asking him to bring us a mustard seed this morning, but if I had one, you couldn't see it, could they? I'd have to have some kind of microscope or magnifying glass or something for you to even see it. Jesus said, listen, it doesn't take a lot of faith. Just use what you got. Now listen, if you're saved this morning, you've got faith. Because you didn't get saved without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. There's no such thing as salvation apart from faith in Jesus. The Bible says God gives to every man the measure of faith. Every believer gets a measure of faith. Now you can grow your faith. Book of Romans in the 10th chapter says, faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The more Word of God you place into your heart, and not just in your head, that's great to have it in your head, but you can quote all kind of Bible verses and go straight to hell. You can quote all kind of Bible verses and live in defeat and misery for 70 years. It's what you get down inside into your heart that you truly believe that makes the difference. And faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Really hearing it. Now you know the Pharisees heard Jesus over and over and over again. But as they'll say goes, it went in one ear and came out the other. Didn't amount to anything. Their eyes were blind, their ears were deaf to the true word of God. How many times did Jesus, as he finished a teaching, say, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." The book of Acts talks about a group of people that were more noble. I believe the people of Berea. It says because they'd listen to Paul preach and teach, and then they'd go get their Old Testament scriptures and say, okay, he's right, he's right, he's right. In other words, they studied the scriptures to know what was right. And I don't know about your habits. Most of you I see every Sunday, or most every Sunday. But you also know that there's those that flip in and out sporadically. And then how much do you read on your own? How much do you listen to on your own? Now, some people are readers. I'm a reader. I just can't get enough books. Always have been. Other folks are more listeners. Well, sometimes when my eyes are tired, I listen to Bible studies and sermons on tape or on CD or on my phone or wherever I can get them. If you have a TV that gets 197,000 channels, there's preaching on there all the time. Now, some of it's good, some of it's not. Bible teaching, some of it's good, some of it's not. But how much of the Word of God on a regular basis are you feeding yourself? You see, faith is built, and then faith, when it's activated, believing the promises of God produces miracles. And God, out of his mercy, out of his grace, out of his love, sometimes gives us blessings. But you only got saved through faith. You realize somebody could come in here and sit in these pews for 75 years and hear 52 sermons a year plus revival sermons and go to hell if they have no faith to believe what the preacher says. That's sad. That is sad. And a person can listen to hundreds of sermons, Sunday school lessons, and never receive much of the blessing of God if they don't develop their faith to believe God said it, He's not a liar, and I trust Him to make it come to pass. Sometimes our problem is we wait till the 200-pound weight is in front of us to try to get started. And we reach over and we big mend and tug and pull, and it's hard. Those guys that you see on TV and in the weightlifting classes that lifting 300 or 400 pounds, they didn't start with 300 or 400 pounds. They probably started with 5-pound weights or something like that on each arm, or maybe 3, but they build it up. And so it is with faith. So it is with faith. We start small. And hey, you and I are no better than the disciples. You read through the Gospels, and Jesus keeps saying to them, "Where's your faith? Oh, ye a little faith. How long am I going to have to put up with your little faith?" It took them a while before Peter and John could say to that man by the temple, "In the name of Jesus, rise and walk." They didn't start out there, but they got there. And that's the thing that we can do. We start where we are and we grow. Now 2022 is going to have all kinds of challenges individually, as families, as a church. And we can sort of hope God gets us through them, or we can have faith in our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Seek His will. Obey His will. And we put His willingness and His power with our faith, we'll see miracles. I want to see some miracles next year, this year. I'd like for us to come here a year from now and say, "Wow, look what God did in my life, in my family, in our church." Not what we did, what God did, because we had faith to believe what He said in His word. I challenge you to live by faith and not by sight. I challenge you to study and build yourself up in the Word of God. Mix faith with your prayers. And remember, just a little mustard seed, and you can move mountains. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes for a few moments? What are you hoping, thinking, desiring to see come to pass in your life, in your family's life, in our nation, our church, during this coming year? I'm sure it's different for many of us. Are you just hoping? Wishing? Are you trusting God with faith to do it? If there's anyone listening to me today, either here or on the parking lot or on the webcast, that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that same passage in Romans 10 tells us that if we believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we are saved. All you have to do is pray a prayer something like this. Heavenly Father, I believe in Jesus. I believe that you raised him from the dead. I confess him with my mouth as my Lord and my Savior. I invite him into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. And I thank you, Father, for saving me. And if you'll pray that kind of prayer and really mean it, Jesus will save you. It's your faith in him that brings salvation. Father, I pray that every person that hears my voice today will not just hope and wish, not just pray and stand back and watch what you're going to do, but Father, I pray that we'll mix our faith with your willingness and your power. And we'll see great things in our individual lives, our families, our church. Father, we think of that man that Jesus spoke to, and he said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to those who believe. And he cried out, Lord, I believe. Help me. Help my unbelief. And I think he was saying, Lord, help me to overcome my unbelief. Father, help us to overcome our unbelief, our skepticism, the comments of an unbelieving, skeptical world. And trust in Almighty God, King of kings and Lord of lords. And Lord, may you receive the glory, the honor, the praise, the power from all that's accomplished in the name of Jesus. Now may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. The Lord make his countenance to shine upon you and give you his peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank y'all for coming.